As predicted, the figures lying on trolleys are similar to the staggering figures that grabbed the headlines yesterday. 602 people are waiting for beds across the country. That's 10 less than yesterday. However, in reality, that number could be higher, as St. Vincent's University Hospital were not in a position to provide a ward figure. A medical consultant has warned that the trolley crisis is only going to worsen. However, ahead of tomorrow's meeting with the HSE about the situation, the Health Minister is still denying that the trolley crisis is a national emergency. Figures have not passed the 600 mark since January 2015, and the current outbreak of flu is being blamed for the pressure on EDs this week. Simon Harris says there's more to the situation than just a lack of hospital beds.
It's not just about hospital beds, because it's about how you use the hospital beds. You know, we have GPs in this country doing excellent work, but operating off a 44-year-old contract. Our GPs can do more and want to do more, but we need to resource them.
Regardless of the causes, calls are intensifying for a solution to be found, with the INMO branding the conditions in EDs chaotic, cruel and extremely difficult, and the IMO warning that until cuts to bed numbers are reversed, the crisis will continue. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News.